section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 11, and number 99 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 06 and 11 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2018 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, and the 2002 KSL champion, Brister. And the 2002 KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chateet. So let's talk about week 10. We have Andy over Aaron, Aaron over Andy. Tybo versus Hoofter, Snyder versus Palmer, Dave over Dave, which one? Doug over Kevin, and Oberg on top of Brian. So what was the game of the week, Aaron?
Do you even read?
I was in a hurry.
Game of the week is you barely squeezing one out over me.
Oh, I won. That's all that matters. Well, actually, we don't know because stat corrections are till tomorrow. So speaking of that, yes, it was the game of the week because I won. Doug.
My game of the week goes to Brian versus Oberg just because the two when you have two of the top three scores in one game right there, that is my game of the week.
All right, Brian, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of agree, but it's also like the upset of the week and everything else of the week. But anyway, yeah, I really liked yours and Aaron's game. I was watching that one closely.
All right, so what is the total?
And Aaron actually had the lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. 1 point. Good job, Cam Newton. So, Brian, what is the total game of the week?
Oh, God. Well, I'm going to say Kevin. Kevin's game. I mean, Doug, you whooped the shit out of him.
And, Doug, your thoughts?
I actually went with Aaron and Boober's game for my toilet bowl, the game of the week, because that was just pathetic.
Aaron, your thoughts?
I agree with Brian. I think Doug whooping up on Kevin, because Kevin didn't even put up a fight. He just laid there and took it.
Huh, that's looks like every Friday night for him. So who
looking
who
with got, a man.
Just who, yeah. Aaron, who got passed for his tacoed?
Me.
Doug, what are your thoughts?
I say Palmer did. When you lose to Joe like he did, that's ooh. Just sad.
Yeah, because Joe had what? He had like two people in there on a bye, probably.
No, I think he had like three?
He had two.
Oh, I guess no. Stacy wasn't on the bye, but he didn't play.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
I would like to say me, but I had a lot of byes, and I couldn't even get a full roster. But I'm gonna say Palmer also.
All right, I actually agree with that too. Completely agree. So let's close week number 10 in the books. Hopefully there's no stat corrections that change my win. So,
that'd be awesome.
Oh, that would stink. So let's move on to week number 11. We have Andy versus Tybo, Aaron versus Joe, Hoofter versus Nanigate, Doug versus Oberg, go! Brian versus Palmer, and Kevin versus Pate. Game of the week early. Doug, what is it?
My game of the week is me versus Oberg.
And why is that?
Because I'm looking towards the playoff run here, and I really think that the two teams that have the viable shot at the eighth seed is me and Oberg, and it really comes down to this game. Whoever wins this game will probably get the eighth seed in the playoffs.
All right, Brian.
That is going to be a good game. However, since I'm in the league also, I'm going to say my game and Palmer's game as it's for the division lead.
But what is the bigger part about this game for you and Palmer?
I don't know.
If you win, what happens?
Oh, shit, I get in the playoffs.
You win your division if you win this game, Brian.
That means I get in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Playoffs?
That means you're a top three seed.
Yeah.
That's why. So Brian will definitely be in the playoffs with this win.
And then I'm going to lose out on purpose because I don't want to be number one.
Oh, gosh.
Because I don't want to face Doug.
So, Aaron, what is game of the week?
Yeah, it's Brian and Palmer just because it is for the division. Right now, if Brian wins, then he'll be 4-0 in his division, which means that it doesn't matter what Palmer does. Ryan wins it. And so that's actually a really big deal. If Palmer happens to win, they're going to be tied. Brian will still have the division, though, because he's going to have be 3-1, whereas Palmer will be 2-3. Brian will have to lose out, and Palmer will have to win out in order to win the division. But nonetheless, I think this is going to be a really, really important game.
Oh, yeah.
I want to point out something here. This, Aaron, do you realize you have the same record as Joe?
I do. You know what's funny about that, though? He
can fill out his roster.
I have 400 more points for. 400 more points for than he does.
Go on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is the Toad Bowl game of the week, Brian?
If Aaron loses.
That's password is Taco, but I mean, yeah, the same thing.
All right, Doug.
My Toad Bowl of the game of the week is going to be Nanigay versus Hoofter. Nanigay has been putting up some of the most points in the past few weeks, and Hoofter's been putting up some of the least amount of points. So, and it's a 2-12 seed.
Yep, I will agree with that as well. Aaron.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the accurate one. That should be it.
All right. Yeah. So, Aaron, who is going to get password as tacoed?
Whew. That's a tough one. Come back to me.
All right, Doug.
I don't have this as my prediction, but I think the biggest possibility for password is taco is Aaron's going to get password is tacoed.
Ooh.
I really don't want to.
Brian?
I have to agree. Like I said a little bit ago. Although, I mean, if Hoofter wins, that's crazy talk.
You know, actually, I'm going to say Hoofter because right now Nanigay's starting Teddy Bridgewater, who has as much quarterback sense as Cam Newton did on Monday night. So I think
that's a gamble.
Yeah, I think I think that's what it's going to be. I think we're going to have Hoofter.
He's going against the Bears, 6.5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know.
That is true. But I'm going to say that Ty Borman will get passwords tacoed on my way back to the playoffs, hopefully. So let's talk KSL news. Doug is 2-0 in his last two matchups.
3-0. I haven't updated this just to let you know, Andy.
Okay, can you update it now? Okay, now it's 3-0. So, Doug, what are your thoughts? 3 games in a row.
Well, you know what? It's great to have that nice little run of luck as of late. And, well, not even necessarily luck. The only thing I got luck was over Nanigay on a stat correction.
Yeah, you weren't on last week to talk about that. Were you excited about that stat correction?
I was on 2 weeks ago when that stat correction happened.
Oh,
and
my bad.
I did talk about it.
Yeah, Andy.
What happened last week that we're like, oh, I wish Doug was on the show?
Because he was 2-0 in his last two weeks.
Oh, so now he's 3-0.
So now I'm 3-0, so it's even more of a big deal that I am going to make the playoffs after going 0-7.
All right. That's a big deal. So if you were to come back, just think if you made it in at 5-8. That would be interesting.
I think you're going to have to be 6-7 in order to get into the playoffs this year.
Well, something I did outline about, in particular, the 8th seed. So the 6th, 7th, and 8th seed, which is myself, Boardman, and Joe, we're all 5-5. And this week, you know, we have a possibility, you know, one of us is going to win, so it's going to be jumping up to 6-7. They probably then are almost a lock, which means that the 5-5 teams are not going to be. And Joe has the least amount point for in the entire league, by actually a really wide margin. Other than you, Andy, you're pretty close to him. But
I hate you.
I mean, you know, I'm not.
It's like 50 points.
Facts.
It's 50 points.
Yeah, but like Doug, for example, Doug is a good 200 points above Joe, which means that if Doug is able to get 2 wins, Snyder gets 2 losses. Doug is now the 8th seed, and Joe can't do anything about it. So Doug actually has a good shot, and he could be in there at 5-8. I think that Joe, although I thought Joe would lose last week, I think that Joe will probably lose out. And I think that Joe's not going to make the playoffs.
All right. Now, you have something in here that I thought was intriguing. What's this stat you have about the Bears?
This is Brian, actually.
This is Brian. Brian, let's talk about it. What's going on?
I was reading an article on the internet, and I thought this was kind of funny that the Bears have allowed 94 first half points with quarterbacks of Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady, and Rodgers, completing 83% of their first half passes for 694 yards and God damn it. And stop moving it.
Keep scrolling.
And more touchdown passes, 12 than incompletions, which is, that's what I thought the funny part was. They've only had 10 incomplete passes in the first half with those three quarterbacks.
That's unreal. Just for the record, that's not very good. Thanks. By the way, I'm sorry, but like the Bears, they just suck. When they lost, yeah. I just knew it was going to happen. And that's the sad part. You should never think that. You should be like, yes, I think the Bears have a chance to actually beat the Green Bay Packers, and then they don't. Just really sad. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that game.
Yeah, let's not.
Oh, do you want to talk about who you lost to just recently?
To you? No, I don't.
Hey,
want to
by
talk
the way,
about
by
that.
The way, who owns A Cup?
Right now,
you do. By the way, do you know the last
2 years running?
You know the last five times that we've played, I've beat you. If you include the Elite League too.
No, I don't. I only include one because that's what everyone is in.
Well, it doesn't matter because you know what? 5-0.
I mean, I don't include the Elite League. Honestly, I haven't even checked my team. Did I even win that last week?
No, I beat you 2 weeks ago. Just one.
Oh, congratulations.
Know.
Oh, hey, I won that last week. I'm 8-2 and I am now in the playoffs for that one.
I know, but one of your two losses was me.
Okay, congratulations. The point I'm making, Andy, is I don't pay attention to that league.
Well, apparently you're not paying attention to the pick'ems either.
Yeah, I'm not, apparently.
Oh.
No, Andy, nice what I was going to say, if you want to talk about our last five meetings, right now I'm 3-2 in our last five.
If you just count the big league, yes. But if you count playoffs as well, remember because I beat you?
Oh, yeah, you did beat me last year. Yeah.
Twice? Whatever.
Suck my dick.
Oh, snap.
I'm just wondering how it tastes. Tastes good?
It tastes amazing.
Tastes like your mom.
Thank you. Anyways, so Adrian Pearson, will he be back?
Not this week.
It won't be this week, but I bet he makes an appearance before the end of the season.
And then Dave's team is going to be like Pro Bowl running backs.
Yeah, great job, Andy. That was one of the smartest trades I've ever seen. Like, honestly, like that really feels like trade collusion. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but it feels like collusion.
Dude, every time we say
did you get a hand job on the side,
too?
Oh,
my gosh. I still think it's a great trade. It
really?
Helped me
I
out.
I think you're a horrible trade.
Andre Williams is not playing anymore.
No.
You realize that, right, Andy?
My team becomes a lot that. Better now because Andre Williams is no longer the starter. Rashad Jennings is, and he's on my team.
Uh-huh. And you also said that Hillis will have the starting job over Williams, right? What happened?
Hillis is going to be RB number two. He'll
no,
be the
he's
one
not.
Who'll be
Hillis
packing
is
up
out with a concussion.
Okay, fine then. It doesn't matter. Jennings is still the starter on a team that throws.
Yeah, congratulations. You have a bench warmer.
We'll see about that.
You might as well pick up Kadeem Carey while you're at it. I mean, he has as much
there's
of a chance.
A good one for you.
Yeah, he has a good of a chance of starting as Williams does.
I honestly, to me, it still makes sense that I made that trade.
Why?
Okay, so
you only got a 19th round draft pick. If you would have gotten like a 8, 7, 6 round draft pick, maybe.
Okay, so Lynch tears it up for 1 week. What happens next week?
And
for this week.
Season.
Okay, let's say the next 2 weeks he doesn't do anything, but the guys that I picked up do put up the points that I needed. What
so
then?
How many points?
They're not going to, though.
How many points did he put up last week, and how many points did the three you picked up put up?
That does. You know what? That's the thing. He had, what, 4 touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't
happen.
How
many touchdowns did your guys have?
I don't know.
Combined.
I don't know.
0.
No, because Williams did rush one in.
Yeah, so there, one.
Oh, okay.
Three people put up one touchdown. Andy, the big thing here is this week, we got to see what Lynch does versus what your two guys do. Because, I mean, you know, let's be honest here. You know, Williams isn't playing. So you have Reuben Randall, who's decent. And then you have, what was your other running back you got?
Let's just say this. Reuben Randall was so good of a player that I dumped him.
But that was before Victor Cruz was injured.
That is true, but I also have way better wide receivers.
I've got the better one of the two.
Oh, Darren McFadden, that's right.
And I believe that DMC will tear it up. Now, later in this, now, here's the thing. I'm just pushing to get in the playoffs. When I get in the playoffs, I'm probably fucked. There's no way to
explain. I think you just guaranteed that you're not getting in the playoffs.
No.
My playoff strategy, guys, my playoff strategy, I'm going to trade away Andre Ellington. That's my playoff strategy for two lesser running backs.
I'll tell you what. I will give you Monte Ball for him.
Oh, you know what? That sounds like an amazing.
Wait. No. I'm sorry. James Starks, because that's about a good equivalent.
That is a better deal. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you Alfred Blue.
Oh, well, dude.
Actually, that's not necessarily too bad because how's Foster doing?
He's playing.
For now.
Yeah, for now, until he pulls it again.
He lives with that questionable next to his name.
So Doug, you're on the outside looking in. Who do you think is going to be the top three seeds?
Top three seeds, I mean, that's kind of – I think it's really easy between Pate and Brian. I think Pate and Brian are going to be the top seeds, and then I have Nanigay getting the third seed.
I would agree with that. What order would you place them, though? Who's going to be one, two, and three?
Pate, Brian, Nanigay.
Really?
As long as I'm not first, because I don't want to play Doug.
And that's why I was saying before the podcast, where I found out where the trade really screws me, is now I'm going to have to go up against Pate week one in the playoffs.
Mm.
And that's going to suck that I come back from six games winning in a row and go out the first week of the playoffs, probably.
So this week Pate plays Kevin. I think he's going to win that one.
Yeah.
Then he plays Joe. He should win that one. And then he finishes up against Tybo. I actually think that Ty might upset him. You know, winning two of his last three, in my opinion. So I think that he will be 8-5.
See, I have him beating Boardman to be 9-4.
So even if he's 9-4, we still have Brian,
Also goes 9-4.
But he'll have less points for.
But he'll have less points.
That makes sense.
Because now that he has Marshawn Lynch, he's going to – I mean, I can't remember the points right now. But I can only see I see Pate as the top, like one of the top scorers every week now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be hard to pass him up on points.
Hmm.
I'd like to think I have two bye weeks in a row with.
You play Aaron and Joe?
Eric and Joe, yeah.
Oh, Eric and Joe. Okay. Eh, we'll see. You could always get passed for his taco.
Yeah, it'd be 2 weeks in a row.
I was going to say for my last three games, I've got here Oberg, and then I've got Boardman, and I've got Boober. And it's like, if I can just get past Oberg, I think I'm smooth sailing.
Okay. I just figured if I go 2-1, I'm in.
You know,
because I don't have to worry about Boober anymore because you get rid of his best player. I mean, who are you going to dump this week? hey, Boober, I'm not going to say collusion. I do not think this is collusion.
Why? Because you fucking rape me?
What? No, I didn't rape you.
On that trade? Well, the thing is, though, everyone thought that I was raped on that trade. But when it was all said and done, I actually benefited from it.
Yeah.
Granted, Aaron and got the second best tight end.
I think Hoopter has benefited by getting Cobb over. I mean, it happens. But at the same time, I don't see how you get rid of like a number one first round draft pick for a 15th rounder or a 16th rounder. And
I needed a wide receiver I could depend on. I also
you know, you have wide receivers.
And who'd you got?
Colson sucks. Who did you get
from him?
Yeah, I know. You always pick him every year. I don't know why. You currently have Roddy White and Mike Evans.
And yeah.
Roddy White is inconsistent. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. Ruben Randall is more inconsistent than him.
Mike Evans has been inconsistent as well.
The last 2 weeks, he put up like 30 points.
Yes,
so
2 weeks, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But before Roddy that, White, he wasn't.
Yeah, I know, because he didn't have a good quarterback throwing to him. But now, so you have two solid wide receivers who I think both have hit their bye weeks, so you're fine there. You picked up Ruben Randall as your flex, which is okay, but you could have easily used Colston in there. You could have used Asiata in there. You could have used one of your six Buffalo running backs. I mean, you could.
That's the thing. Also, is Fred Jackson coming back? I don't know. I mean, if Fred Jackson comes back and he's stellar, then I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I took that gamble, and plus it showed that I wouldn't lose that many points, but I could actually, I have guys that I could trust, because let's just be honest, all right, my team's good 2 years ago. Now, they're not. This is not the greatest team. But I Colston is just a piece of shit. Let's just put it that way. Yes, I pick him up.
Why do you pick him every year?
Because I'm still stuck in the past. I still think Nirvana's good, and I'm going to see him live in 2 weeks. But it's not going to happen. Because, gunshot.
Same thing with the Bears defense.
Exactly.
Yeah, which, by the way, rule change next year.
Because it fucked you over. That's why it's funny.
God.
No, in general, I think that anybody would say, yeah, that is a rule change.
That's happened.
I actually.
A few times, but I've also been on the other end too.
Here's the thing. I believe that because the reason why I won is because modifiers. Those will change for defenses right off the bat. 250 yards is where you get a modifier. That's the first one. 4 points. After that, we're going to go, 400 and then 550, something like that. It's going to be where you will not hit that third modifier because that's the only reason I won.
Why even have the third one then?
Well, we could just make it so there's one modifier. I don't care.
The point, I mean, you take a look at that and, to have 55 points against and, by the way, we get, 36.
Yeah, but okay, first off, how many times does a team get blown out like that? Realistically. It doesn't happen too often.
It doesn't matter.
2 weeks in a row, the Bears did it.
Okay, good point. All right, well, there you go.
That's a record from the Rochester Jeffersons in the 1920s.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we end this, Andy?
All right. Thanks to A6 Productions and Section A6 for hosting and ending the podcast. Pick'ems, I am in second place, and looks like I'm pretty much a lock there since no one else knows how to pick. And Dave Nanigay,
of course. Talking about? You're only four picks ahead of me.
You're two ahead of me.
I'm sorry. I don't look who's underneath me in this case. I just look at my next step, which is Nanigay, which somehow I have to pick six different teams. It's going to be a tough
one. There's still plenty of games to play.
Yeah, I mean, because it goes to 103 to 92, and then you have, Dicka versus Hurricane, which is at 83. So, I mean, everyone's still in it, I believe. We just need Nanigay not to be able to check his fantasy football for a little bit. So, let's just go to his place and unhook his cable for a little bit and block anywhere he's around walking from a cell phone. And then when he asks, hey, can I borrow your internet? I can be like, no. No, you can't.
Do you listen to yourself when you talk?
I don't. I just think about how cool Section A6 is and A6 Productions. I just think how cool they are.
Wait, are they not the same thing?
It's a company. It's underneath, like you have A6 Productions and you have Section A6 and you have, other companies as well. Silent Zone Radio.
Hold on. Why on earth, though, would you think both? Because they both sound like the same thing. That'd be like saying, I would like to thank Microsoft and Windows Microsoft for being able to.
No, that's something different. That's completely. That's like saying, I want to thank Microsoft and also Office. It would be like that.
You said Section 86 and 86 Productions. Well, so you're saying, why don't you just say Section 86 Production?
Because fuck you. That's why. Anyways. So for Doug Hahn, Brian State, Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I do, actually, because I wanted you to know, Boober, late in the week last week, I was able to pick up D'Angelo Williams.
Oh, yeah?
There is a better flex play than Reuben Randall.
I picked up Terrence West.
I'll tell you what.
And Trey Mason.
I will trade you James Starks and Drew Stanton for Drew Brees and my 19th round pick next year.
What? That is a killer deal, Andy. You should totally do it.
I would do it, but we can't do trades anymore.
Yeah, you would.
I know. It's too bad. I mean, because, I almost started James Starks last week figuring that the Packers were going to go up by so much that they'd have to put him in.
And he'd fumble.
No, that's what D'Angelo did. But you know what? It's still there. It's still there. You know what? I'll even throw in Andre Holmes.
And Santonio Holmes.
And Santonio Holmes.
Hey, Brian, by the way, Nanigay has almost hit you guys are at the same amount of picks now at drops, 41.
I know. I was going to mention that during the thing show, but yeah, I'm going to get passed up there.
You think
that's
so?
Cool. Yeah, I'm not adding.
You're at 40.
My buyouts are done.
Oh, dude, you're at 42.
Ryan's at 42. Nanny Gay's at 41, and I just got up to 39.
Ah,
Pate's nice. Got 38.
By the way, I loved your guys' discussion. Oh, we should raise it to like 65, five a week.
Yeah.
Seriously, who goes through that many picks?
Me.
Other than you, you're the only one that hits that.
Hey, Brian, of those people that you picked up, how many of those people actually played?
I don't know. I have a few. I picked up a few when I dropped, and now they're doing good, like Denard Robinson.
Oh, you had him?
I did.
Oh, thanks for dropping him.
I had to pick him up.
Yeah, last then, week, though, Aaron.
And then Storm Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, last week he did better.
I know. Just think if you had a full roster.
I know.
Yeah, Aaron, you could pick up any person and put him in that position, and you would have won.
No, because here's the thing. I had two guys in the position who put up zero fucking points. Those were two guys that spot was not filled originally. I had three empty spots, and I was like, oh, shit. Well, I need to at least put somebody in.
Are you a little upset about that still?
Yeah, I am. I am fucking pissed. I am pissed about that. So